The Liberian government and its partners opened the two-day rice symposium on Monday named and Start Getting Rice Right. The World Bank says rice consumption makes up about 20% of Liberia's diet. For decades, Liberia has struggled to grow its staple food, rice, resulting in an influx of imported rice on the Liberian market, making it difficult to regulate. The conference aims at addressing the challenges and identifying policy and strategic reforms for the rice sector, focusing on scientific and innovative approaches to boosting the value chain. Agriculture Minister Jenny Cooper, in her address, stressed the need to be definite about rice production.
Let's get intentional about rice production, not just cultivation, not just growing it, because we can grow it, you will not be able to eat what we grow unless we harvest it properly, store it, dry it, process it, transport it, market it, and get it to the consumers. We want to hear from everybody.
The Food and Agriculture Organization says that in 2022, Liberia imported about 350,000 tons of rice. It produced about 288,000 tons of paddy rice. But investors think that amount can be boosted. The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, was represented by Joe Bayou, the deputy officer of the agency's Economic Growth Office. He sees political will as a means to advance the rice sector.
Today, we are so excited that the ministry has taken the lead to move this sector forward. And we want to applaud the ministry through the able leadership of Mrs. Cooper for taking the lead. For quite a long time, we have talked about the political will, and we want to say thank you that the government is now taking the leadership in that direction.
Sabondo, the manager of the largest rice producer now in Liberia, Mokona River Rice Farm and Agricultural Services, says the lack of funding is the problem.
This is why we are fighting hard to disprove what other people or the ideology that people always bring up, that Liberia cannot feed himself. And with our intervention, what we have been doing, what we have been showing, it is proven from me that we can produce our own local rice, that we can feed ourselves. Once the funding or the assistance, the materials or the equipment are given to us, we can produce.
Amos Bima, a rice vendor in central Monrovia, says he prefers locally grown rice.
I prefer our own country rice to be on the market, in the sense that it has more protein more than the importing rice. Our own rice is very expensive more than the rice now. It's very hard to see it. Only one people you can see it with. I wanted to be on the market because my country rice, I love it.
Agriculture Minister Cooper says the stakeholders will also examine the features of Liberia's rice ecosystem with an eye to optimizing private sector involvement and investments in rice production. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipsin in Monrovia, Liberia.